Welcome to your GCSE Art and Design Study podcast. I'm your tutor guide, and today we're diving deep into one of the most fundamental topics in your OCR course, drawing. Whether you're working on your portfolio right now or you're preparing for your externally set task, this episode is going to give you everything you need to understand what examiners are actually looking for, how to build a portfolio that earns top marks, and how to avoid the mistakes that trip up so many candidates every year. So grab your sketchbook, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Drawing, in the context of OCR GCSE Art and Design, is so much more than making a pretty picture. It is your primary investigative tool. It sits at the heart of Assessment Objective 3, Record, which asks you to record ideas, observations, and insights relevant to your intentions. But here's the thing. Drawing also feeds directly into all four assessment objectives. When you draw from a primary source, you are developing ideas for AO1. When you experiment with different drawing media, you are refining your work for AO2. When you produce a final, resolved piece that communicates your personal vision, that's AO4. Drawing is the thread that runs through everything. Let's talk about what those four assessment objectives actually mean in practice, because this is where a lot of students go wrong. AO1 is develop. You need to show that you have investigated artists, movements, and contextual sources, and that your own work has grown from that investigation. AO2 is refine. This is about experimentation and selection. You try things, you evaluate them, you make better choices. AO3 is record. This is your observational drawing, your sketchbook studies, your visual note-taking. And AO4 is present, your final outcome, the piece that brings everything together. Each of these carries exactly 25% of your total marks. That equal weighting is crucial. You cannot afford to neglect any one of them. Now, let's get into the core concepts you need to understand about drawing itself. The first and most important distinction is between primary and secondary sources. A primary source is something you observe directly, a real object, a person, a landscape, a texture. A secondary source is a photograph, a printout, an image from the internet. Examiners can tell the difference immediately. Drawings from primary sources demonstrate perceptual skills, the ability to really look and translate what you see into marks on paper. They show depth, nuance, and a quality of observation that you simply cannot get from copying a flat image. OCR mark schemes specifically credit candidates who demonstrate purposeful recording from primary sources. So if you are currently relying heavily on internet images, that needs to change today. The second core concept is mark making. This is the vocabulary of drawing. Every mark you make, whether it's a soft smudge of charcoal, a precise ink line, a cluster of stippled dots, or a rapid gestural stroke, communicates something. Marks can describe form, the three-dimensional shape of an object. They can describe tone, the lightness and darkness that creates the illusion of volume. They can describe texture, the surface quality of a material. And they can describe structure, the underlying geometry that holds a composition together. Strong candidates use varied mark-making deliberately, they choose their marks with intention, and they annotate their sketchbooks to explain those choices. Let's talk about the key drawing media you should be experimenting with. Graphite pencil is the most familiar, and it's incredibly versatile. You can achieve everything from the finest line to a rich, blended tone. Charcoal is expressive and gestural. It's brilliant for capturing movement, atmosphere, and bold tonal contrasts. Ink, whether applied with a dip pen, a brush, or a fine liner, creates crisp, decisive marks and is particularly associated with artists like Egon Schiele and Kata Kollwitz. Conte crayon sits somewhere between charcoal and chalk, giving warm, earthy tones that work beautifully on toned paper. And then there are digital drawing tools, Procreate, Adobe Fresco, which are entirely valid media in OCR specification and can demonstrate a sophisticated understanding of contemporary practice. Now let's look at some key artists whose drawing practice you should know inside out, because contextual knowledge is what drives your AO1 marks. First, Egon Schiele. His drawings of the human figure are extraordinary, raw, angular, psychologically intense. He used contour line with almost no shading, letting the line itself carry enormous expressive weight. If you are working on a theme involving the human form, Schiele is essential. Second, Kata Kollwitz, a German expressionist printmaker and draftswoman who used charcoal and graphite to create deeply empathetic images of working-class suffering. Her tonal work is masterful. She builds form through layers of soft directional marks. Third, Henry Moore. His sketchbooks, particularly the shelter drawings from the Second World War, show how drawing can be both documentary and deeply personal. He used wax resist and watercolor wash over pencil to create atmospheric layered effects. Fourth, Georgia O'Keeffe. While known for her paintings, her charcoal drawings from the 1910s are remarkable. Abstract, organic forms that show how drawing can move beyond representation into pure visual expression. And fifth, David Hockney. His iPad drawings, made using the Brushes app, demonstrate that drawing is a living practice that embraces new technology. He brings the same observational rigor to digital mark making as to traditional media. When you reference these artists in your sketchbook, don't just copy their work. Analyze it. Ask yourself, what mark making techniques are they using? What is the quality of their line? Is it confident, hesitant, thick, thin, continuous, broken? How do they handle tone? What does their choice of media tell you about their intentions? Then, crucially, show how their approach has influenced your own work. That's the difference between AO1 at the lower bands and AO1 at the top bands. Let's move on to exam tips. And the most common mistakes I see candidates making, the number one mistake is relying on secondary sources. I've said it already, but it bears repeating. A sketchbook full of drawings copied from Google Images will not score well. The marks are in the looking, the genuine perceptual engagement with the world in front of you. Set up a still life on your desk, draw your own hand, go outside and draw a building. These primary source drawings will transform your portfolio. The second major mistake is producing highly finished drawings without evidence of process. Examiners want to see the journey, not just the destination. They want to see your rapid gestural sketches alongside your sustained, detailed studies. They want to see you trying a technique, realizing it isn't working, and trying something different. That risk-taking and experimentation is what AO2 is all about. A portfolio of polished, identical drawings actually scores less well than a portfolio that shows genuine exploration, even if some of those explorations are imperfect. The third mistake is superficial copying of artist styles. There's a huge difference between being influenced by an artist and simply copying them. If you've studied Shealy's line work, I want to see you apply that understanding to your own subject matter, your own composition, your own expressive intentions. The annotation in your sketchbook should make this connection explicit. Write something like, "I have used Shealy's approach to contour line here, applying it to my observation of drapery, because I want to convey the tension and weight of the fabric without relying on shading." The fourth mistake is failing to annotate. Annotation is not an optional extra. It is a core part of your portfolio evidence. Your annotations should explain your media choices, describe the visual qualities you were trying to capture, evaluate what worked and what didn't, and make connections to artists and contextual sources. Aim for annotations that are analytical rather than descriptive. Don't write, "I drew this with charcoal." Write, "I chose charcoal for this study because its granular texture and capacity for broad tonal marks allowed me to capture the rough, weathered surface of the stone, echoing the gestural quality I observed in more sheltered drawings." Now let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask the questions, you try to answer before I give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What does AO3 stand for, and what percentage of your total marks does it carry? The answer is record. Recording ideas, observations, and insights relevant to intentions, and it carries 25%. Question 2. Name 3 drawing media you could use to demonstrate experimentation in your portfolio. Any 3 from graphite, charcoal, ink, Conte, pastel, digital tools, wax resist, all valid. Question 3. What is the key difference between a primary and a secondary source? A primary source is something observed directly in real life. A secondary source is a photograph or printed image. Question 4. Name 1 artist known for expressive contour line drawing of the human figure. Egon Schiele. Question 5. What should your sketchbook annotations explain? Your media choices, the visual qualities you were recording, connections to artists, and an evaluation of what worked and why. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and review the relevant section of your study guide. Retrieval practice, testing yourself without looking at your notes, is one of the most powerful ways to make knowledge stick. Let me leave you with a summary of the key points from today. Drawing is your investigative tool. It underpins all 4 assessment objectives, not just AO3. Primary source observation is non-negotiable for top marks. Vary your mark making deliberately and annotate your choices. Show your process. Examiners reward experimentation and risk-taking, not just polished outcomes. Know your key artists deeply enough to explain how their techniques have influenced your own practice. And remember, annotation is evidence. Every drawing without annotation is a missed opportunity to demonstrate your understanding. You've got this. Keep your sketchbook close, keep observing, keep experimenting. I'll see you in the next episode. good luck with your portfolio.